Namaste, Ambassador.
Namaste.
And congratulations on the Republic Day celebration, January 26. I think we have two national days for India, right? Independence Day can also be regarded as the National Day and also Republic Day. So what are the differences, Ambassador?
Right. So it was on the 15th of August 1947 that India got her independence. And that is, of course, a very significant day for us, and that is celebrated as the Independence Day of India. So that is, of course, the most historic day in that sense, because we became independent. However, after obtaining independence, we still, had certain, legal aspects which were still under process. For example, a new constitution of India had to be worked out. And we had established already a constituent assembly even before we became independent, which met over 2 years, had several rounds of meetings, and a new constitution was adopted by the Constituent Assembly of India on the 26th of November, 1949. And 3 months later, this constitution, new constitution, went into effect, which was on the 26th of January, 1950. Mm. And what happened is, according to the new constitution of India, that is the basic law of the land, of course, we became a republic. In other words, it was truly a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Mm-hmm. And, the last vestige of, the link, the legal link, with Britain was finally severed in that sense. Because earlier, nominally, the British monarch was also the head of state for India until 1950 January. But from 26th of January, India became a republic, which means the head of state was elected as the president of India. And of course, the executive power was with the prime minister, again, who is elected, who goes into parliament, and then the parliament decides who becomes the prime minister of India. So really speaking, in a complete sense, Republic Day, we really came into our own in that sense. Additionally, the 26th of January is also very important for us, because it was in 1930 that, during the Indian National Movement at that time, called for, the party which fought for India's independence, the Indian National Congress, called for a Purna Swaraj. Purna Swaraj means complete independence. So it was felt that, we should be declared a republic on the 26th of January.
Mm-hmm. Now, the celebration, is it the same or is it different for Jan 26 for the Republic Day and also for the Independence Day?
Yeah, the 15th of August, normally what happens is there is a big celebrations at the Red Fort. The Red Fort in Delhi was historically the seat of power, of India. So what happens is the Prime Minister of India goes to the Red Fort and hoists the national flag there, gives a speech which sets out all the priorities of the government, the last, 1 year, and what is being envisaged. Children participate. So this is a very, very, very nice function. But in some senses, it is a more of a shorter function with less ceremonial aspects. The 26th January becomes a very, very large celebration because it spread over several days. Mm. And there's a big parade which happens in Delhi on the 26th of January, in which all the states of India participate. There is a big tableau which goes down. We normally have a foreign head of government or state as the chief guest. And so therefore, there's a lot of ceremonial aspects, spectacle. The defense forces marched down in all their finery. So all the gallantry award winners, etc., they all go down. So the entire country is able to see the achievements which have happened historically, as well as contemporary India, all the new, you know, aspects in terms of development, etc. Everything is showcased during the Republic Day Parade. And additionally, this year is very special because, you know, the government of India has declared that the Republic Day celebrations will begin from 23rd, which means from yesterday, our Republic Day celebrations have begun because yesterday happened to be the 125th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, one of the tallest leaders of our national movement, who incidentally also has a very deep connection with Thailand. He visited Thailand, you know, 8 times, and you know, he was here. He also spoke at the Chulalongkorn University. So, so since yesterday, the Republic Day celebrations have begun. Of course, the main day of the event will be the 26th. It will also end on the 29th with what is called the beating of the retreat, which means all the, you know, defense forces which have come out. This is the old, you know, basically it is a military, you know, practice of when the forces come out of the barracks, then they do the beating of the retreat, which is very beautiful. Lots of music, etc. Is done in a very sort of stylized manner. All the main buildings in Delhi, the Rashtrapati Bhavan, which is the presidential palace, you know, the main seat of the government, which is North Block, South Block, etc. They all lit up on Raisina Hill, and you know, the celebrations officially come to an end.
So you mentioned the chief guest, the head of state. I mean, our prime minister had been invited to the Republic Day's ceremonial ground twice. I remember Prime Minister Yingluck and also Prime Minister Prayut. Were among the head of states being invited to the celebration as well. So the outlook for 2022, Ambassador, between India and Thailand, now that we are still, I can't believe I'm saying this, you know, we're still living in with COVID. We thought Delta could be the last, but then now we have Omicron. So what's going to be the outlook for 2022?
Right. I know this is really very challenging for all of us, and we are trying to deal with the new realities. But you know, there is a very, very positive development in India-Thailand relations, because you know, trade and commerce is really the focus of our relationship. And I'm very happy to tell you that the latest figures have come for the 2021, and it's unbelievable, but we have completely crossed all our previous records. So we have touched, in fact, the bilateral trade and commercial figures are higher than what we had in 2018, which was our highest to date. And it is much, much more than 2019. And of course, with 2020, there's no comparison at all, because that was really, you know, it had shrunk a lot. So we have touched almost $15 billion, which is like a 59%, 60% increase on both sides as far as, you know, the trade is concerned. So that's a very, very healthy sign for us. And naturally, tourism has taken a hit, you know, at the moment, but we are trying to revive the movement. So once I think this Omicron-related restrictions are eased on both on both sides, we will see you know, a revival. And we're working on what is called an air bubble arrangement between the two sides, which means we will resume regular commercial flights. That we are working on, and we hope that that will happen very soon. Additionally, 2022 is a very historic year for our bilateral relations, because we complete also 75 years you know, in terms of our establishment of our bilateral relations. So we are working with the Thai authorities, with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, to celebrate it. We launched a logo contest. So on the 12th of January, so we would like your listeners to you know, apply and you know, for this logo contest, because the people of Thailand and the people of India are both eligible to participate in this context, in this contest. And we really hope that we will get a lot of enthusiasm for this. And we have many, programs planned. We will have to see when we come closer to it, what exactly really becomes a reality. Because we are hoping for physical events, the resumption of physical events. Meanwhile, we are planning small, scale events, which will, really showcase our very close relationship. Some of which will be virtual, some will be hybrid, and some will be physical. In fact, we'll be doing a cycling event very soon. And we'll be doing a blood donation event as well through the embassy. And so it will be, something which reflects the cultural, the economic, academic seminars are also being planned. And of course, multimedia related, events, including films, etc. in March. So a food festival, all these, various events are being planned at the moment. A joint release of stamps also. So this is a more long drawn out issue. It might happen towards the end of this year.
Wow, eventful year.
We hope so.
Wishing you all the best, and we'll keep us posted, Ambassador, with all the developments and all the updates on the bilateral relations. Yeah, Kapurkun Makap, Ambassador. Thank you so much.
Kapurkha, Dhanyavaad. Thank you so much.
Sadiqa.